Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest thing I've seen probably from Zach and all the coaches and the players has been just steadiness. You know, I haven't seen a lot of changes. I've seen steady commitment and consistency of approach, hard work. Identify issues and things that need to improve, and you try to work at them and have good drills and good meetings and good teaching sessions. And players, you know, really, I think as much as anything, it's just a two-way street. You know, it's a collaboration, you know, it's a partnership.
So that was John Harbaugh on Zach Orr, and he then put it on the players as well. It says things have been steady of late. And Jason, we talked in the first hour. We thought Zach Orr called a pretty damn good football game yesterday.
Yeah. His team's unit is obviously trending in the right direction. This is another year where the Ravens seem to have had a rebirth defensively somewhere between October and December. It's kind of on brand for them.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's not that long ago that we're thinking Zach Orr is one more
pathetic.
I mean, they were abysmal. One more abysmal, heartless outing from Chuck Pagano taking over, whether it's announced or quiet or whatever.
Well, following that Texans game where it was a complete debacle, and from the opening kickoff till the end, you're getting your butt kicked as they put up 44 points. He was coaching for his job in that Rams game, whether Pagano ends up calling plays or he's relegated or whatever. But he was coaching for his job, keeping defensive coordinator against the Rams, and they held him to 17 points and really bowed up in that game.
More from Harb. Speaking earlier today, Draymond Jones made his debut for the Ravens yesterday. According to PFF, he had 4 pressures. What did Harb think of the new Raven?
Yeah. Boy, Draymond, he did well. You know, he got all his assignments right and had all the terms right and was versatile along the line. I think we talked about that possibility during the week. It was a factor, you know, physicality, quickness, knows how to play the game. You know, he added a good flavor to it.
Good flavor. What'd you think of Draymond Jones, Jason?
Look, he had a good football game. No doubt about it. He made his presence felt with some pressures. He seemed to bring some energy, and he played like a guy who got out of football hell in Tennessee. Like he wow, this game actually matters, and you know, like it affects the standings, and we got a shot to do something here. And good on him. It's another body in the mix to help maybe keep Mike Green's role a little more structured. I mean, I felt like he showed up quite a bit, more than like Van Noy.
Yeah,
absolutely. I feel like he was pretty impactful. And we'll see if we reach a stage where our buddy from Cincinnati starts getting in the mix as well. I mean,
Carl Lawson.
Yeah, I mean, now he didn't have any offseason or anything, so he wasn't in anybody's program. So maybe they're just kind of slow playing that a little bit. But I don't think there's going to be individuals here who are necessarily taking games over. But he was part of a collective that seemed to understand that getting this guy to move his feet a little bit, speeding him up a little bit, and knocking balls down at the line of scrimmage – is going to be the way to go.
Yeah, it definitely rattled him. And bringing in Draymond Jones, remember, their past couple of games, they only played with three edge guys. And I think that's why it was a little bit of a surprise that Lawson wasn't elevated after John Harbaugh said leading up to it that he thought he would play.
Well, Harbs, what about Carl Lawson?
Yeah, it's the first part.
Okay.
I mean, just what you do is you look at the group and you say, where are the reps? You know, we didn't have the reps, you know, to have him up. We needed the reps more in the D line, you know, because that's just the way the numbers worked. So I definitely want to get him up, and I kind of talked about that last week. He's ready to roll.
So we thinking this week's the week for Carl Lawson? Do they wait for the Jets?
Well, the weird thing is you would say on the surface, well, the Dylan Gabriel stinks and this Judkins looks okay, so maybe they'll just run the heck out of the ball. But I'm almost remembering Dylan Gabriel throwing the ball like 50 times in London, having barely practiced with the team before. So Stefanski, again, is he trying to get fired? I don't know. I think he is. Like, so there'd be a part of you that would say, well, the weather's starting to turn. That kid can't throw the ball. Yeah. Like, they can run the ball. The offensive line isn't so great in pass protecting anymore, but pretty good running. But if you look at their, and part of it is because they're trailing a game, so I get it, you have to throw. But they throw a lot. So maybe, I guess that's a long-winded way of saying, like, maybe.
It is.
But I'm guessing maybe not.
Yeah, because Harbs kind of was very bullish on him playing this week. And then, just for people who may not know, so he's a practice squad player. So he has to be elevated the day before the game. So we knew on Saturday he wasn't playing.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Most of us.
I'm not sure it's this week. I mean, I don't know.
You want to hear one more from Harbs? Because I am curious. Cut three. Because we talked earlier, Keandre Jackson had himself a hell of a football game on special teams. What did Harbs think of him?
You watch practice. You know, you're out there every day, and you see how guys perform in practice. And he was bringing it. You know, he was showing us a lot of progress, a lot of development and improvement and all those things. And, you know, he's got some unique skills. He's a big, rangy, fast, explosive athlete who's certainly not afraid to throw it in there and mix it up, which he does at a high level. So, you know, I think he's a football player, you know, and he proves that. Infectious personality, high energy, and to see it show up on the field the way it has is a great thing to see. And he's building a resume, but, you know, now the standard keeps going up for him, you know, and he's raising the bar for himself, which is awesome.
It's clear that Harb sees Keandre Jackson is their bone because, as we know about bone, he's not afraid to throw it in there.
Infectious personality.
Yeah. And yes.
I can't speak to that. I can't speak to how Harbs knows.
But
I
don't think he knew that, but hearing him say that he's not afraid to throw it in there, we know that he's their bone.
Mm. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. This kid's a bit of a...
He's the opposite.
Yes. He's 180 degrees like he's away. Yes.
Like on another end of a lot of stuff.
This kid has no fear, this Keandre Jackson.
Seems like when he's running down there on special teams and dislodging balls.
Yes.
He seems like a Harbs guy.
Yes.
He seems like a Harbs guy.
Likes carving to throw it in there.
Carving out a role on special teams. Yeah.
Yeah,
seems like a hard.
We come back.
He's gonna show up in my six pack. I don't want to give too much away.
He may. Ravens win 27-19. It's time for a six pack of defensive observations. We'll give them to you next here on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.